All right, so I lost 12 hours of my my sleep in a bed that I'll never get back. Good morning there, Pat.
Was it worth it?
Well, you know what? When you get a warning from the National Weather Service, and not a watch, but a warning that calls for a potential big ice storm, you have to make plans, and you live with what happens. Because if it had gotten below freezing, and there would have been no way to get in. There would have been absolutely no way to get into work. So anybody who had a job that they absolutely had to get to the next morning, you had to make plans to get there last night. And you wake up this morning and it's 35 degrees. That's just the way it is. Had the National Weather Service not issued a warning, and you got an ice storm, there would have been hell to pay. So you know it's. It's one of those things you can't win. I mean, we still have the winter weather advisory, and we still have the – I don't know why they – it didn't – it's raining in Great Barrington this morning to the north of us. So what does it look like for the rest of the day into tomorrow?
You noticed in my forecast, I said windy and raw with periods of rain.
Yeah.
Freezing rain in the colder valleys.
Yeah.
When I looked at all of this information late last night and early this morning – I was convinced that this was not going to be a widespread ice storm event the way it looked yesterday afternoon. And needless to say, if you are in the colder valleys, you're going to get an accumulation of ice that's going to be, pretty rough. Same for tonight, because the temperature stayed low to mid-30s today and tonight. Periods of rain and showers tomorrow will come to an end, 40 to 45. And your New Year's Eve, partly cloudy. Overnight low 30, but the midnight temperature at 32. For New Year's Eve, which is not bad. And then on Wednesday, sunny clouds and breezy, 40. Your Thursday will be sunny, and the highs then will be in the mid-40s. So really not a bad start to the new year. We just have to get over this hurdle today and tonight, where again, some areas will have an accumulation of ice.
You know, last night when I came into work, I left, it was 34 at my house, and it got down to 33, and I said, uh-oh, okay, it looks like it's going to happen. Mm-hmm. But then this morning it checked a solid 35 it's been for the past 2 hours. So, but anyways, so the people who complain, who say, well, I bet it's not going to happen, they always screw up the forecast, their job is to try to protect you folks, the National Weather Service. That's why they're there predicting the weather. So
And can you expect them to turn around and say, this is yesterday, freezing rain with ice accumulations in Torrington,
yeah,
Trumbull, Great Barrington? No, they can't do that. They see the possibility that some of the area could see an accumulation of ice. They have no choice but to put out a warning for everybody. If you don't get it, like Marshall said, be happy. It's better than vice versa if they said rain and you wake up this morning and your car is sliding down the driveway. So that's really how it goes. And we had a close call. Remember, we had the ice 2 weeks ago. Remember that, Marshall?
Yeah. Boy, do I remember it.
Yeah. So, you know, and it's a similar situation. And if you go back to our low range forecast, which I did, last week of December, a Christmas potpourri ends with wind, cold, and snow showers.
There you go.
So, again, that turned out to be pretty accurate. And that is it. The weekend, what can I tell you, Marshall? Saturday continued to put stuff away from Christmas. And then I had to go to a friend's house for a Christmas celebration Saturday night. And yesterday, two friends of mine from New Jersey were supposed to come for dinner. That was canceled because she's sick. And it was just as well because I needed a break and I was working on this storm. Plus, my great niece is back in the children's hospital. She was admitted the day after Christmas. She has the same thing again, which is called RSV. Most children by the age of 2 get this. Generally, when they get it, it's a cough. Symptoms are anywhere from mild to severe. Unfortunately, my great niece has it pretty rough. They have her on oxygen. the poor little girl, she's 8 months. She's crying. She falls asleep, and then the machine wakes her up that has to suction out, you know, all the stuff from her. It's just been one big nightmare. My niece and my nephew are just beside themselves. Is that even a place for them to sleep? They have to sleep in a chair. Those rooms are not equipped at the Children's Hospital with beds. So they're having a rough time. Plus work is a problem for both of them because they obviously can't be going to work while the baby is in the hospital. So we're just taking a deep breath and hopefully we'll get through this.
All right. Now, I posted your picture of your Christmas tree when you sent it to me.
Yes.
185 likes, Pat. 185 likes.
No, thank you. I appreciate that.
People liked it. People liked your Christmas tree.
It's still up. It's still up. And it probably will be up through this coming weekend. I have a couple of more friends. In fact, my friend is a weather observer at JFK Airport. He's coming up with his family on Sunday. So once he comes up and sees the tree, then all of that will come down. Plus, this this Saturday, we have the movie shoot in the city. So we're heading into the city to shoot probably Saturday and Saturday night and hopefully get it done.
All right. Now, hey, listen to this. We got somebody in Donna in New Hampshire is mm-hmm. listening to us this morning. I wonder what it's doing in New Hampshire this morning.
Depending on where she is, it's either snowing or freezing rain. They're getting a combination.
All right. Well, anyways, I just thought I'd pass that along because I just said, say good morning to my friend Donna from New Hampshire. So Donna from New Hampshire, good morning from Connecticut. All right.
That's correct.
So now, are you all set for your big New Year's Eve celebration?
Well, I'm not having one. I'm going to one. I'm going to Scarsdale. I'm as set as I'll ever be. It's better, in my opinion, to go to a party than to throw a party. Remember last year, we threw the party and here in the house. And, you know, it's a lot of work, especially after Christmas. So I'm kind of glad that her and her husband are having it, and I'll go there. It's a lot easier to just pick yourself up, drive there. I'm not wild about driving back, but we generally don't drive back too late. You know, after the ball drops, coffee, dessert, and then we leave.
Well, I think it's smart. I'm just staying. I go to bed. You know, I don't. What can I say? I just go to bed. Nothing I can say about that. You know, I can't stay up to watch the ball drop.
Some people, yeah. Some people just, you know, they're not partiers for New Year's. And I know there's a friend of mine, Michael. He never goes out on New Year's Eve. And, you know, even though this particular party is close to him, he won't go out. He said, no. And he said, I stay home on New Year's Eve. I think he said he watches CSI reruns.
I watch Z's. I watch Sheep. You know, I go to sleep. That's what I do.
That's what you do. You go to sleep.
Yeah, that's it. That's right. But the next time you host a New Year's Eve party, maybe I'll come to your house.
Okay.
You know, why not?
That's going to be a while. Yeah, because
that's
right. And the reason I say that because there's actually 7 people in the crew that it rotates around. So this is number 2. So that means come back to me in five years.
All right. Well, in 5 years, maybe I'll be retired and I'll move down by you.
Maybe in 5 years I'll be retired. How about that? Maybe we'll both be retired.
I don't think so.
No, I don't think so.
I think we'll both be sitting here in wheelchairs.
Doing the same thing. Yeah, exactly.
All right, Pat, I'll speak with you tomorrow.
Everybody be careful.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast.